Welcome to Frontiers, Defending Our Freedom and Faith, brought to you by the Greater Syracuse Association of Evangelicals. My name is Dr. Bruce Jones, President. Today our program continues its series called The Perils of Planned Parenthood. Today our guest is Reverend Childress, or sometimes pronounced Childress more correctly. He's with what's called blackgenocide.org. And most people are not aware of the fact that Margaret Sanger, who began Planned Parenthood, had a Negro project in 1939 in which she intentionally wanted to destroy the African-American community. And it says very clearly that she felt that they were genetically inferior. She felt that they were like weeds that grow and need to be killed and removed from the scene. And he's been very, very successful. And one of the arenas in which this whole program operates is the support of what we might call the political establishment. Not always. There's controversy over that. And recently there have been a lot of issues raised about funding Planned Parenthood. And the Republican Party is out to stop it, and the Democratic Party is not. So I think we have to be very candid and say there's a political atmosphere here in which this whole thing operates. And our guest today has some very strong opinions about that. So welcome to our program this morning. Let's begin by asking, what's your understanding of how significant the political arena and alignment is to this whole issue in the African-American community?
Well, I think out of all the ethnicities that are in this country, African-Americans have surely been victimized the most by the terms, the political terms and parties that are present. Unfortunately, they're right now giving allegiance to a party that does not reflect their values. All data proves that even from Black Enterprise magazine, which is not a Christian magazine, 58% of African-Americans are pro-life. We've seen whenever gay marriage has come to the ballot that there's been very strong percentages of African-Americans that have voted against gay marriage. And so the value system that we hold to is not really represented by the party. And so we are in a very poor position when it comes to true representation, and that's simply because we bought into the platform.
Well, I don't mean to be critical, sir, but I do have to, from an outsider, wonder as to how this could be. There's a lot of strong African-American churches, wonderful godly pastors who preach the word with fervor and with fire. And I look into this community with great respect for those men. Now, not all pastors are that way. We understand that it's the same way outside the African-American community. But why would it be that a party that is endorsing Planned Parenthood, that endorses black genocide, could possibly receive support from the African-American community? What is the other factors that have gained that kind of support?
Well, so far, and I say this to all, you know, Republicans, they allowed the Democrats to frame the argument. And even as when Reagan said in 1980, are you better off 4 years now than you were 4 years ago, that won him the election. What is said to African Americans is that you will never be better off if you allow Republicans to, you know, chart your agenda. And Republicans have been painted in the African American community as being very insensitive to African American needs, and also that they would not benefit by the Republican agenda. Now, that's what they painted, and that's what has been perceived and received, and that has to be undone because we have to look at personal agendas. There's very much, you know, I look at Herman Cain, I look at many other African-Americans who are Republican or independent in the political arena that unquestionably have very solid values and would be a far better than the Democratic Party's agenda for African Americans, but the party, the Democratic Party, has done a very good job at selling their platform as, well, you'll always be better off with us than them. And that is just the bottom line of that.
Well, when you think of that, again, it's a sensitive issue, particularly for a non-black like myself to raise, but I'm trying to understand what's going on in the African-American community. And one of the things...
Well, it's like the woman that has a husband who beats her. she still figures she'd be better off with him than without him, even though, the objectively speaking, she needs to get away. And right now, African-Americans are like the wife that gets beat or the girlfriend that gets beat up by the husband, but yet we feel we can't do any better than with this individual.
Well, that's not very complimentary.
Well, that's just it. But you said it.
You said it, not me. Well, another question is, I was looking through some data for this program, and I saw a little video, and it was very clear that the president stated in one occasion that he would not back down and Planned Parenthood would not back down from their agenda. And I'm saying, my goodness, he's in favor of an organization that supports black genocide? That puzzles me. And secondly, I do have to ask the question, when you wrote some of your articles back in 2008, you felt that most people were unaware of the personal convictions of this new president that we now have. So I guess I have to open the door for you, sir, and say, what are your feelings about our president, and what do you think about the African-American support of that location, that election?
Well, I'm glad you pointed out it was back in 2007 and 2008. There's, with any cursory search at all, you could have found Barack Obama to be a very, very pro-abort president or pro-abort candidate. He walked hand-in-hand with Planned Parenthood. You also saw the power of mainstream media to keep this from the public, and they purposely would not let that be an issue. Here's a man who voted 3 times against the Born Alive Victims Act.
What is that, sir?
Which means that if a child survives the attempt of abortionists to kill them and they're there on the table alive, then the view of the President of the United States would be to let the child die.
That's murder.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, that's murder by our definition of killing a human being who's alive.
Well, he voted 3 times to keep, not to protect those children. Now, America didn't really understand that, nor enough Americans didn't know that, how strongly pro-abort he was. Also, when it came to marriage, that was all an act out there at Saddleback Church with Rick Warren. And, you know, if you'd have listened to Barack Obama previously, you would know quite clearly he would be an advocate for gay marriage. So I'm saying this to say that we were basically sold a bill of goods that was not genuine, and I think many African Americans have come to realize that, not enough. But there was the heartfelt desire within all African Americans to have a black president, and not only African Americans, many Caucasian Americans would like to have seen a African American president. But I have to look at the last prophetical voice that really impacted this nation the most. Martin Luther King said, "Do not judge a man by the color of his skin, but by the content of his character." And his value systems, that shapes his character, is not mine. And so he did not deserve my vote.
That must create some tension and dissonance in the African-American community, which is counterproductive, isn't it?
Well, no doubt. I think, as I stated, that perhaps we needed to go through that and get back to our values and recognize that we sold our values short. We did not obey the command of the dream. Dr. King always pointed to values, at least as his prophetical voice. He said that these were necessary. He believed America one day would also live out its creed. So that we unquestionably have gotten away from rights coming from the Creator and not from man. You know, abortion says the mother has the right or the society has the right. And Dr. King said, no, God, if you can't circumvent the right of the Creator, and that's what we've been doing. So I believe there's a shift back. It's not as fast as I would like, but the problem is African-American leadership.
Well, we grieve the losses in the African-American community as well as in the non-African-American community on the issue of pro-life. Thank you so much for being our guest today.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Join us next week at the Frontier, where our freedoms and faith are being attacked.
Thank you for listening. The views expressed on this program are not necessarily those of GSAE or the Mars Hill Network.
Mars Hill Energy Productions.